Recording 18.
Morning, everyone. Thanks for coming. Now, from next week, there'll be a rota for all of you to help out at the information stand here at Brookside Market. So, I just wanted to give you a briefing about what you can find where. The information booth is to the left of the entrance, and I've given you all a plan to mark important places on. One of the most common inquiries is, where can I pay for my parking? People are amazed when we tell them that it's free now. We used to charge for it, and there was a ticket booth to the left of the entrance, but now that it has been turned into a small stage, we hold cookery demonstrations there. Local chefs come in and show people how to prepare dishes. It's really popular, and you get a nice view of the fountain there. We have over 50 stalls at the markets, selling everything from fresh fruit and vegetables to locally made crafts, which unfortunately means people won't find things like books or anything second-hand. We have a famous baker at the market, and many people get here really early just to buy his produce. His stall is located at the back of the markets, next to the barbecue. We sell burgers and sausages there, but a lot of people like to bring their own lunch to eat, and they're welcome to go to the special area near the tree in the middle of the markets where they can do just that. It's handy for the toilets too. The markets are located next to a circus school that holds classes for children at the weekend, so we often get a lot of family groups in. There's a playground on the right-hand side that's popular with them, and just in front of that is where the farmers bring along chickens, rabbits and lambs for the children to pet. That's always a very popular feature, so you'll definitely be asked about that. Just let people know there is a small fee if the children want to feed them. Well, that's everything for now.